Next patient is Gary Gianfelici. That is GIANFELICE. Gianfelici. Gary, GARY. GARY. Gary Gianfelici. Date of consultation is 4/13/22. Date of birth 6/26/55. Gary Gianfelici, G as in George. Please make a copy for Dr. James McDonnell, MCDONNELL. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of COVID pneumonia with bilateral lung infiltrates. Next paragraph, history of bronchitis. This is a this is a 66-year-old male patient who was admitted to Advent Hospital in Flagler in February 22 with a history of COVID pneumonia. Was treated for over 10 days. The patient was in acute hypoxemic respiratory failure, requiring high flow oxygen, and was on antibiotic therapy as well as dexamethasone, and was treated for systemic inflammatory response syndrome, and subsequently discharged satisfactorily 2 weeks later on home oxygen at 3 liters. The patient apparently was short of breath with minimal activity and had persistent coughing spells. And he gradually improved with improving shortness of breath and no wheezing, and was weaned off his oxygen over the past 4 to 5 weeks. He is presently not short of breath and is off oxygen with a saturation of 94%. But states that any exertion causes him some dyspnea, but he denied any chest pains or fevers or hemoptysis. He has gained some weight. Next paragraph, past history. The patient has no past history of hypertension or diabetes or chronic lung disease. He did not receive his COVID-19 vaccine. He had an appendectomy remotely and treated for COVID-19 pneumonia in February 22. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient does not smoke. Drinks alcohol occasionally. He was in the garment business. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Family history. His mother died of a brain tumor. Father is alive in good health. Next paragraph, system review. Patient, no weight loss, denies any fevers or chills, denies double vision or cataracts. Says no, he has no vertigo, hoarseness. He has no urinary frequency, dysuria. And has shortness of breath and no wheezing. Then has chest or jaw pain. No calf muscle pain. No anxiety or depression. Then has easy bruising. Denies joint pains or muscle aches. And denies seizures, headaches, or numbness of the extremities. Denies skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Impression number one, bilateral pulmonary infiltrates with history of COVID-19, pneumonia. Number two is possible residual pulmonary fibrosis. Number three is cough. And next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. I'm sorry. Advised to get a CT chest with contrast to rule out any evidence of pulmonary emboli. He will also get the pulmonary function study with bronchodilators and lung volumes, and a 2D echocardiogram, CBC complete metabolic profile, D-dimer, and he was advised to use a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. Oh. Can you please add in the final diagnosis also rule out pulmonary embolism? Number 5, rule out pulmonary embolism. Okay. The patient will come back for a follow-up visit approximately 2 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for James McDonnell, MCDONNELL. MD. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.